got a lot of caterpillar poops.
When you walk into a preschool classroom full of three-year-olds and you're carrying a microphone, you get attention.
My name is Jamie.
Jamie's excited to show me what he's learned today.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Jamie's holding a card with a happy face and the word happy written at the bottom.
My mommy loves me.
And that makes you feel?
Yeah,
on the wall, there are several of these cards with faces and emotions. It's part of the curriculum that aims to help kids with more than vocabulary.
I'm angry.
You're angry?
Loretta Kruger oversees Head Start programs in Monroe County.
So having young children to identify how it is they feel and helping them with the words, you know, to identify how they feel is just good behavioral health for all of us, not just for three-year-old children.
Pediatric resident Garrett Coles is working to see that every foster child in the area gets this kind of an education from a young age. Things like social-emotional skills, personal hygiene, and the basic pre-reading skills that all kids need.
They use evidence-based curriculum that engenders so many skills, important skills that, you know, to the general public, you're like, yeah, my mom and dad taught me that. Or, yeah, I knew that skill before I went to school, where these children may not get those skills. They may not have had those lessons.
He wants the community to step in to help foster kids who don't have the basics that some kids take for granted.
They are a high priority because they have tremendous barriers to academic success. They've been through so many transitions. They've had a lot of chaos in their life. They've had family stress. So they, more than other children, should be a high priority to getting into these high-quality programs.
But a survey Coles did in Monroe County shows less than 25% of them are in these programs. That's why he organized a coalition of educators and early childhood specialists to get more foster kids enrolled. It's not that there weren't programs for this population. Head Start is open to foster kids, but Coles and his crew are working to connect the dots. Kruger knows it's important.
We have found that foster care children in Head Start have three times the rate of developmental delays. So in children that age, that indicates usually speech and language delays, that the environment hasn't been stimulating, that they haven't been exposed to the spoken word a lot, that they don't have very rich vocabularies.
A program like Head Start is a place where adults can identify and help kids with delays.
Foster care children receiving services, not only educational, but all these services early on have many of these benefits moving forward.
Coles says the sooner kids get help with all of their developmental and educational needs, the more likely they'll have healthy, successful lives in adulthood. And for kids who may have a past of neglect and abuse, preschool's a stable place to be with caring adults.
Yeah, it's a familiar face, someone that they know is invested and cares about them, that they see every day or every other day. It's someone that sees their progress and can commend them on it. It's someone in their corner.
God wouldn't let Dora and Boots into the castle. You have to wear fancy clothes, he told them.
Back in the three-year-old classroom, that might mean a lap to sit on and someone to read you a story.
The boots and the fancy gown for Dora. Dora and Boots are ready to dance.
Michelle Faust, Side Effects Public Media.